This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Worry about drug price hikes? Government could regard extreme prices as it does drug shortages, allowing for emergency imports of cheaper drugs. U.S. Patent Office and the FDA could be stingier in handing out market exclusivity for patents on drugs and delivery services, devices really, that offer little or no benefit. A national body could set price ceilings for essential medicines, as occurs in other countries, or review rate increases levied on products that are unchanged. By 2010, the average daily income in a wide range of countries, including Japan, the U.S., Botswana, and Brazil, has soared 1,000 to 3,000% over the levels of 1800. Philippines president has declared a state of lawlessness after a blast that left at least 14 dead, raised fears that it could lead to a curtailment of basic freedoms. This would allow the military to carry out some police operations, including patrolling urban areas, conducting searches, and enforcing curfews and setting up checkpoints. Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Virginia, 70% of African Americans under 35 said they were backing Mrs. Clinton, and 8% indicated support for Mr. Trump, and 18% said they were backing another candidate or did not know whom they would support. In 2012, Obama won 92% of black voters under 45 nationally, according to exit polling. According to some economists, real wages are continuing to rise, thanks largely to major improvements in the quality of goods and services and to non-wage benefits. Real purchasing power is double what it was in the finally remembered 1950s. Gary Johnson, former Republican governor of New Mexico, is running as a Libertarian candidate for president. More than 70% of his backers are younger than 50, and over three-fifths are political independents, according to a mid-August poll by the Pew Research Center. Overall, Johnson, who will be on the ballot in all 50 states, has the backing of 10% of registered voters, the Pew poll found. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.